In an attempt to contain the growing outrage over abuse of Iraqi prisoners, the U.S. Army yesterday invited reporters onto its premier military intelligence training post at Fort Huachuca, Arizona. The purpose was to further condemn the use of abusive interrogation techniques on prisoners and to show how interrogations are supposed to be conducted. NPR's John Burnett reports.
There is a stark disconnect between what students are taught here at the U.S. Army Intelligence Center in southern Arizona and the disturbing photographs from Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, which show the humiliation and torture of detainees by U.S. military police. Americans can justifiably ask, what kind of interrogation techniques are they teaching in the military? That question stings here at Fort Huachuca, a historic installation dotted with barrel cactus and modern low-slung buildings. Commanding General James Spider Marks says he was livid when he saw the pictures from Iraq.
I can't fathom who would do that. It's not what we train. I'm disgusted by it just like you are. And those aren't interrogation techniques. That's a bunch of rogue soldiers conducting evil acts.
While rogue MPs have received the most attention so far, intelligence officers have been implicated in the widening scandal. At least two of them passed through Fort Huachuca. A scathing internal Army report suggests that intelligence officials directed the guards to soften up detainees before questioning, and Red Cross investigators reported that a U.S. military intelligence commander approved of naked detainees being kept in total darkness in empty concrete cells. General Marks, a 25-year veteran of Army intelligence, said they teach interrogators to strictly adhere to prisoners' rights spelled out in a dense booklet titled The Law of Land Warfare. The rules prohibit using physical torture, such as food deprivation, beatings, electric shock, or the infliction of pain through chemicals or bondage. Mental torture, such as mock execution, is also forbidden. Marks said, "We don't strip anyone of their dignity.
But I want them to be tired. I want them to be afraid of me. I want them, when they breathe, I want them to think that the interrogator gave them the right to expand their lungs and collapse their lungs and expand them. You follow me? So that when the interrogator walks in that cell, the guy being interrogated goes, oh my God, what's going to happen now?"
Journalists visited a blue-carpeted classroom where accepted interrogation techniques were being taught to 30 fresh young soldiers. The strategies include instilling fear, warn the detainee he'll be taken before a war tribunal, building up low esteem, try to befriend him, taking the silent approach, sit for hours waiting for the detainee to talk, and using repetition, as explained here by instructor Jeremy Hart.
You repeat the question that you ask and the source's answer several times in a monotone voice. So you end up, you say, "What is your name?" "Bill." "What is your name?" "Bill." "What is your name?" "Bill." "What is your last name?" "Thomas." "What is your last name?" "Thomas." "What is your last name?" "Thomas." You keep going on and on and on and on. What's going to end up happening is the person's finally going to get so tired of listening to you that they're going to want to break the monotony and break the repetition by giving you whatever you're asking for so you will shut up.
Army officials complain the Abu Ghraib scandal has made military interrogators' jobs more difficult. This fact was on the mind of Tona, a 22-year-old Army specialist and Georgetown University Foreign Service graduate. She asked that her last name not be used because she expects to be sent to Iraq eventually.
Well, prisoners are certainly not going to trust us as much as they might have otherwise. I mean, just common sense would tell you that they're going to be a bit more wary. Our main tool as interrogators is questioning. We ask questions, and it's harder to get answers.
The primary job of intelligence is to help a fighting force be predictive, to prevent a catastrophic event. General James Marks acknowledged what the intelligence gatherers at Abu Ghraib prison did is precisely the opposite. They created a catastrophic incident. John Burnett, NPR News, Tucson.